Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Randy Orton has been suspended. And how much is this costing him, Aaron?
Yeah, so we reported last week that Randy Orton was suspended for 60 days. And it is costing him $200,000. So that's $100,000 a week. Most people do not make that much money in 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's making that in a month.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And plus, there's a lot more going on with the suspension. I mean, right now they said that some people are saying that he tested positive for steroids and also marijuana. So he gets a fine for the marijuana, but it's 60 days for the steroid. But now he has come back finally on Twitter and stated that, I don't know what I got tested positive for. He's waiting to hear it. And he said as soon as he hears it, he'll let everyone know. So if it's steroids, you will never hear it.
Exactly. But
there's something more about this, though. Did you know when his contract runs out?
No, I did not.
2019.
Oh, that's right. He has like a 10-year deal
yes. He
signed, right?
And this is his second suspension. Well, the other thing also about this is that if he was to have a third one and get terminated, he cannot come back to the WWE for one full year.
Yes, I did see that. And, you know, something that a lot of people have speculated on is that he would go to TNA and he would immediately be the champion. I will say this much. I think him and TNA would be really cool. I'm not the biggest Randy Orton fan, but Randy Orton and Sting. I mean, just think about that for a second. Randy Orton versus Sting.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a good match, but I don't think he's TNA.
I don't think he is either, but he's got a year off. What is he going to do? I mean, you might as well stay in shape, and you have the name Randy Orton, and you can use the name RKO for your finisher since those are your initials. So, you know, you could have fun with that. But I think something that is kind of nice for Orton, though, and this might be why he was suspended when he did, Raw's 1,000th episode is 2 days or 3 days, I think it was, after his suspension. So he is going to be able to be back for the 1,000th Raw, which is happening in his hometown of St. Louis.
How is he going to be back for it, though? Because the suspension actually ends after.
No, it said that it ended before.
Really?
Yeah, well, you also have to, you know, figure certain months have 31 days. You know, May does, and so does July, although actually July, it doesn't matter. But anyway, the point is he will be back in time for it is what has been put out there.
But do you actually put him in a main event feud, though?
No. What I would do is I would have him come out maybe RKO, Miz, or something like that. You have him come out and you basically pander to the crowd. You know, if you're having something in Chicago and CM Punk isn't there, that's not the best thing to do. You know, you want to have him there and, you know, just get all the cheap cheers. You know, I mean, that's what you should do.
Yeah, and the one thing actually that is also a big deal is that it's Randy Orton. He's a main eventer for the WWE, and they even suspended him for the wellness policy. So it looks like they're actually, they are very strict on this, and I got to give them credit on that.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. Now, Andy, the other thing, too, is that they are going to be treating the 1,000th episode of Raw as though it were a pay-per-view. What do you think of this move?
It's kind of a big deal, though, because it's the 1,000th show. It's the longest-running episodic television show ever produced. It's a big deal for them. They want to make this – they want everyone to watch this. They want people to turn in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Pacific Standard Time and start watching this and not stop watching until like 11:30. That's what they want. They want you watching the entire time. How are they going to do this? I don't know. I mean, because you could potentially have like an old school, new school. You could have the old school announcers maybe bring back Vince and Jesse the Body, have them come out and commentate, and also have JR and Jerry Lawler commentate. That'd be something kind of cool to do, but it depends. But you got to have some marquee guys there. You got to have Undertaker. He has to show up. You got to have Brock Lesnar there too.
I actually agree with that. You know, and they were saying that they want a mix of new school and old school. You know, you have HBK there. Honestly, I would even say have someone like Bret Hart there, I think would be a smart move. If possible, you know, you have Kevin Nash and Scott. Well, actually, Scott Hall's a mess, so.
Yeah.
Scrap that. Don't have those two. But, you know, have Bret Hart there, have HBK there, have Taker there, and having Brock Lesnar there could be a big deal. They said that they might do a Lesnar-Undertaker feud at WrestleMania. Set the seeds now. Have Lesnar come out there and do something to Taker. And that will set the seed. You know, you do that, people will be just hungry to see those two wrestle. And yes, we saw them wrestle back in like 2002, 2003, I know. But still, people will want to see that. I think that this is a big deal. We've talked about before, free pay-per-views. You know, even if it's on live TV with commercials, it's a smart thing to do. So kudos to them. I hope that this is successful. I am looking forward to this. And I think that this will be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you on this. Other big news, actually, is that Kelly Kelly, she actually asked for some time off. And there's a good chance we saw the last of her. She may never come back. I mean, do we really care?
That's a tough one. Do I care? Not really.
Me either.
I don't care about the Divas division anyway. There's nothing really interesting there. Right now, the most interesting woman in the WWE is AJ. And that's kind of sad, I think.
Well, AJ and both Caitlyn, because they're both wrestlers. And
well, but Caitlyn hasn't been doing anything. At least AJ has a storyline going. Okay.
I should clarify. On the other shows that we don't talk about because they're not very good, NXT and Superstars, and also the Florida Championship Wrestling, their TV program, Caitlyn's on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. But the thing is, she can wrestle. Opposed to, and so can AJ, opposed to most of the divas in there. I mean, Beth Phoenix and Natalya, I'll give those two. They can wrestle as well. But you have four wrestlers, and, you know, for instance, tonight on Impact, they had four women wrestlers, and they were not all the best four. I mean, I guess they were the best four there, but there's other ones that would work as well.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, so anyways, let's move on to Raw. So Dolph Ziggler comes out all pumped to wrestle. He just lays down for everyone, I guess, now.
Yeah, he's been jobbing to Sheamus the past couple of weeks now. And it's kind of sad because Ziggler is putting them over, like all the wrestlers he's wrestling, he's putting them over so much. And I really wish that they would give Ziggler a run to the title. I think that's something that would be nice. Maybe for Money in the Bank, he'll win the contract, and then he'll cash it in and get the title and have a nice heel run. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I will say this much. I was not a big Dolph Ziggler fan. I really was not. And he has really won me over. I mean, he oversells enough where it looks good, but it doesn't like, oh, okay, you're obviously, that's quite fake. But he does it just in such a good way. I think that he is a future star in the WWE. And I really hope that they push him.
Yeah, that's what I hope too. But the problem is, they haven't been. They've been pushing him into the ground lately. Now, if they're going to do the whole thing where, okay, he does win the Money in the Bank, and then he cashes it in, he's the heel champ, you know, I'm fine with that. I'm completely fine with that. But are they really going to do that? Or are they just going to continue to bury him? But anyways.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, so Sin Cara comes out. He's now considered the most famous wrestler in Mexico. Opposed to, but I find it weird that they use Sin Cara and not Mystico, but whatever.
Yeah, he's the most famous, not Das Caras, you know, I mean, who had wrestled for years and was considered the Hulk Hogan of Mexico. No, he's not the most famous one. Instead, it's Sin Cara.
I thought it was Viano too.
No, that's for WCW.
Oh, my bad.
Most famous wrestler in WCW.
Anyway, so Sin Cara comes out, has a great match, doesn't botch anything. Got him credit.
I gotta say, I'm very surprised. He's had two matches now, no botches.
We'll wait. Wait and see. There will be some botches coming up. But the other thing also that I thought was weird is that he actually wrestled. He had a referee in the ring that didn't speak Spanish. So at first I thought it was Hunico. Of course it wasn't. But anyways, that's a question I'm going to have to actually email a couple people about. Find out if maybe he's learned more English lately.
But. Yeah, maybe he has. I actually like Sin Cara. I think that, you know, he's a unique talent for the WWE. And I think it's good because you need unique characters. You know, you can't have everyone looking the same. And having someone like a Sin Cara in there is a good move. The problem is I do not see Sin Cara ever holding anything more than maybe the U.S. title. That's the problem. You know, U.S. or IC, I don't ever see him with the world title. And that's kind of a drawback to the Sin Cara character.
But it depends on who's the champion, though. Because if it's like someone like CM Punk, that's a different story. I could see that. I couldn't see someone like Big Show be the WWE champion to have him take on Sin Cara. I just don't see that. I could see someone like CM Punk or Chris Jericho, depending on.
Yeah, but even then, I don't see Sin Cara winning. Like, and if he did win, I mean, who's going to speak for him? You know?
That is true.
You have to cut a promo.
You always can bring Paul E out and have him translate for him.
That'd be kind of funny. Eddie, the other thing that happened too is that Cena was put in a match where he had to take on Lord Tensai. I'm sorry. It's just Tensai now, right? Just Tensai. So he had to take on Tensai, and he actually beat him, and then he got a chance to take on Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of this match as a whole?
Well, before we start actually talking about the match, I got to bring up one thing also. I read something about Cena that Carlito said. He actually stated that he's really about the business and putting people over, which I thought was a big deal because you used to hear before people like Hulk Hogan were not that way. The main eventers were never that way. They never wanted to put anyone over. They never wanted to make the business better. They just wanted it for their own ego. So I got to give one thing about John Cena credit on this. And you can see it in his matches. Like the whole thing with Tensai, when he faced Tensai, it was a great match. Cena put Tensai over no matter how you look at it. He put him over. Even though Tensai lost, he got put over. And the whole thing with Cole was hilarious.
Absolutely. And at the end, when Tensai gave him the atom bomb, the A-bomb, whatever, the Baldo bomb, I think is what he called it. When he did that, Cole was like, I'm going to pin him. And the look on Cole's face, it was really good. Like, the cameraman was at the right place, right time, you know, to capture that facial expression. Kudos to Michael Cole for that also. And when he was pinning him, I was like, he could get this pin. You know, and then you're going to hate him even more. He's going to talk about how he pinned John Cena, and then Cena gets up, and then, of course, defeats Michael Cole. This was not a bad main event. I think that this was, you know, passable. I think that this is a good way to end Raw. It's going to get the people excited and get behind John Cena, which I think that's what the WWE wants to do. So it wasn't bad by any means, but it's not like it was great.
It's a good one to put it just as long as you don't have the pay-per-view on that Sunday. If it's the following Sunday, it's not that bad of a show. And that's how I judged it, you know, because they got another week before the pay-per-view. That I understood. I understood the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You kind of put like the good show out, then they'll put the bad show out, you know, next week. Because, you know, that's how they are. So let's move on to, of course, SmackDown. So, Brodus Clay has announced that he is staying permanently on SmackDown. Why?
Yeah, and Andy, you know how they have that draft where people are, you know, they're stuck on either SmackDown or Raw, and they obviously stick to that schedule, right?
Oh, yeah, but remember, they're now called Super Shows.
Oh, so even though Brodus Clay is on SmackDown, he's also on Raw. Is that correct?
That is correct, because we have to clarify the fact that it's a Super Show, so that's how SmackDown stars are able to be on Raw.
Yeah, makes sense.
But see,
good job, WWE.
Have you noticed the SmackDown shows are not Super Shows? They're a SmackDown.
They basically are, because CM Punk is appearing on them. Kane is appearing on them. That's the problem. There are some people who I don't know what brand they're on. I know that Punk is on Raw and so is Cena. I know that Orton and Sheamus are on SmackDown. I couldn't tell you which brand Kane is with, or Big Show, because Big Show, while he was on Raw, he was on SmackDown too.
That's right. He was going back and forth, and at one point, I'm not sure. Good question.
What about Kane? Which one is Kane on?
I think Kane is actually supposed to be on SmackDown.
Okay. He was on Raw, though, remember? And he attacked John Cena.
Yeah.
And then also he now is in the feud with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Who Daniel Bryan, by the way, who's been on Raw and is wrestling for the WWE title, the Raw title, he's actually on SmackDown.
Yeah. They just need to either get away from it all, or say that... No, they just need to get away from it all. Just completely get away from it all.
You do one of two things. Either combine them, or you keep them completely separate, because this is confusing as all get out. But let's continue on the Brodus Clay thing, though. he is obviously very upset with the Big Show. One of the reasons he wasn't on Raw this week is because they were selling the concussion. And he was he took out a local wrestler, and he said that, I'm going to pretend this guy's Big Show. So it looks like Brodus Clay and Big Show are going to have a match at some point in time. And we had talked about last week, we are predicting that Brodus Clay will get a win over him because Cena will interfere. But, we'll wait and see for that one.
Yes. So let's move on to Cody Rhodes and Christian are now going to be in a feud over the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
I actually dig this. I'm digging it now. I think it's going to be they're going to put on a great match. I think Cody Rhodes and Christian are perfect for each other. I think they're they're similar in a lot of ways, but Cody likes to use a lot of more springboard stuff here and there than what Christian would. And
sure.
Christian's, let's just put it this way, his finishing move is just lame. They need to give him something else.
Yeah, and I mean we've talked about that before.
Yes.
I like this feud also. I think that these are two wrestlers whose styles are very closely aligned with each other. And it's really funny because I would say Rhodes is kind of like a younger Christian. And Christian, which I think that he still looks very youthful. I mean, he's probably in like 36 to 38, I would imagine. And you have Rhodes, who I'm guessing is probably closer to 26 to 28.
Right.
But nonetheless, their styles, they mesh. And I think that this is going to be a really good feud.
Yes, I completely agree. By the way, guess how old Christian is?
How old?
He was born on November 30th, 1973.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
He's almost 40.
So that makes him 38. He turns 39 this year.
So I said he was about 38. By the way, Cody Rhodes is actually only 26. He was born in 85.
Oh, wow. I feel old now.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit old. I thought he was closer to my age. But, I feel bad. I feel like I haven't done anything with my wife because here he is. He is a two-time IC champion.
Exactly. And
I haven't held the IC title once.
I know. But here's something also that's getting interesting is that Dolph Ziggler got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Is this because he's been, having to lay down for everyone? Is that why? Or do they need someone to actually make another wrestler look good?
Yeah, so he wrestled Christian, got the crap kicked out of him by Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's about it. There's nothing else really on SmackDown. It was kind of boring. And besides, we got to ask. We got to ask. Is Sheamus a credible champion? What do you think?
I think he is to an extent. I do think that the biggest problem is, though, that the championship itself is not that credible. And I feel like the World Heavyweight Championship anymore is the equivalent to like the US title was in WCW. I'm not talking about the US title now because that title is pretty much worthless. In WCW, like you had the world title, which was, 100%. Then you had the US title, which was like an 85%. So this is like for a main eventer, someone like Bret Hart could hold the US title and it didn't make him like feel dumb. Whereas John Cena will not hold the IC title. The IC title is not going to be held by a main eventer. The IC title is held by somebody who is like at 60 or 70% working their way up. And that's the biggest difference, I think, with now and with WCW was back in the late 90s. So the world title to me isn't that credible. And so Sheamus holding that title, if you're trying to make Sheamus a credible champion, giving him that title isn't going to help.
No, yeah, I completely agree. And the thing is also that I don't consider him a champion, even though he is the champion right now. I just consider him there. And I don't know if it's because of his character or what the reasoning is. It's hard for me to explain. I just think he's there. Yeah, so that's just my whole opinion on Sheamus. So anyways, so let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code off the mark, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting cost. Also, if you need to buy some WWE merchandise, don't just go to WWEshop.com or WWEshopZone.com. You want to go to the off the mark section. I'm sorry, the Section 86 off the mark page. So you go to Section 86, go to the off the mark section. You're going to see a banner at the top. It says click this banner. If you use WWE Save 10, you'll save $10 off any order over $70. So make sure you use that coupon code and buy some merchandise from WWE. All right, let's move on to Impact, which of course was live. Again, don't care. Dixie Carter comes out. Don't care. Move on. So Crimson does come out and beats Austin Aries, but something happens before Aries comes out. They actually had a little bit of production issue, but Joe and Aries were talking to each other, and Aries handed him a water bottle since he accidentally sprayed him with one. That's how a feud starts in TNA, by the way. They didn't want to talk about the fact that they're in Ring of Honor together, but no, you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about the fact that he squirted some water on him. So anyway, so Crimson comes out. He's now the undefeated Crimson, and he comes out and beats Austin Aries, but only because Samoa Joe interferes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do about this now, Aaron?
So Joe interfered, which caused Crimson to lose, or caused Austin Aries to lose to Crimson. It was a non-title match. But what's going to happen now is that Joe is going to take on Austin Aries at Slammiversary.
Nice. That's going to be a good match. I just think that the build-up to it was not very good.
That's the biggest problem.
Slammiversary is Sunday.
Here's my biggest thing. I am very excited for this match. In fact, for our weekly topic, we're actually going to talk about Slammiversary because it is a major pay-per-view for TNA. We're going to talk about the matches. This is probably going to be the match of the night. This is a huge match. And you give it a one-week build-up. If you would have told me about this last week or the week before, I would be very excited. I would be super excited. Instead, you're telling me about it this week? It's like, why? Like, if I needed a reason to buy the pay-per-view, it's not like this one is putting me over the edge, you know? So
It's just a big mistake. It's just bad. But, oh, well, so they're having having a match at the pay-per-view, which is this Sunday. Anyway, so the TV title does get defended. And
moving along, Hulk Hogan announces that Anderson versus RVD versus Hardy is going to happen at Slammiversary.
And what is it, Aaron?
It's the number one contenders match, Andy.
Exactly. So they're going to face, doesn't matter who the champion is, whoever the champion is, they're going to face him next week on Impact. So basically who wins, Anderson, RVD, or Hardy wins at the pay-per-view, they're going to be the new champion. Just point it out. Because they need viewers.
So?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because this will increase viewership if someone drops the title.
And I agree with that, too. I think if you are going to have that happen that quickly, Robert Roode, I have a feeling, will probably retain, and then we'll drop the title the next Thursday because the writing's on the wall for it, you know?
Well, yeah, and plus the fact that Sting actually beat Bobby Roode, that just, you know, that's
second week in a row.
Yeah, so that's just foreshadowing everything. You know,
and this was the thing I didn't care about this. It was a 3-on-3 match, you know, 3-on-2 for most of it. But at the end, a lot of times what they do in these matches, and I don't have an issue with it, is that Sting would have pinned Kazarian, you know, or made him tap, something like that, and then, you know, be staring at Roode, you know, while he did it. And I kind of think that they doing this makes it too predictable. It really, really does. So, but let's move on, though, Andy, to our weekly topic.
Actually, there's something, before we talk about the weekly topic, there's something I wanted to bring up, and it just occurred to me. Why is TNA coming up throwing Hall of Fame after 10 years? And who's going to be number one?
Who's going to be number one? It's going to be one of two people. It'll be either AJ or Sting.
Who should be number one?
Probably AJ.
I think it should be Abyss.
Oh, come on. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Abyss? We're going to go in alphabetical order.
No. Abyss, here's why. Hear me out. I think Abyss should get it because he's basically become the legend of TNA. I mean, don't get me wrong. AJ Styles should be up there as well. Same thing with Christopher Daniels. But Abyss was a nobody. AJ Styles were already made, technically. He was a made wrestler. Abyss never was. Abyss was made because of TNA. In a way.
Yeah, but
in a way,
AJ Styles was the first ever Grand Slam champion.
Okay, yes, he was. But I guess to me, the way I look at it, if they're going to induct one person in first, I'd consider Abyss. I mean, if it was AJ Styles, no complaints. But I think the top five, you got to throw Abyss in there.
Mm.
You know, if you say top five, Abyss is in there. So is Christopher Daniels and AJ Styles. The other two
can be top five for me. You have AJ, you have Sting. After that, I would probably put Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, probably Christopher Daniels then.
Yeah.
I don't know, those would be my five.
I mean,
and I know that I understand that Kurt Angle hasn't been there that long, but still he is a major part of that company.
All right. So let's go into the weekly topic, and of course we're talking about Slammiversary, the 10th pay-per-view by TNA. So Crimson has an open challenge out, and we know we won't see Goldberg, but I bet we see a former WWE superstar return.
Really? Who do you think it'll be?
I'm not sure. I've been trying to figure out who it could be, what guy would work. Goldberg would be the guy, but I don't think he's coming back.
No, I think that what will happen is if it's somebody mediocre like Eric Young will lose. If it was a major star, James Storm, for example, I think James Storm would win. I think James Storm would win because, as I've said before, whomever wins, they have to be somebody young who can sit there and brag about it for the rest of their career. They still talk about Jericho 10 years after the fact is the first ever undisputed champion.
Correct.
They talk about that still because they 10 years down the road. Because he was young, you know, young enough, they knew that Austin and Rock were on their way out, so it made sense to do. And it was a smart thing. Very smart move. So that'd be my prediction.
Right.
Now, Andy, what do you think about Bully Ray versus Joseph Park?
I gotta confess something. I didn't know that was Abyss. I had no idea. I thought it was some actor they brought in. Had no idea it was Abyss.
So the last horse finally crosses the finish line. And who do you think's gonna win?
Joseph Park will.
Oh, interesting. I actually think Bully Ray will. I think that what will happen is that Bully Ray will win and then they'll introduce Abyss.
Maybe. See, the thing with this is there's so many dynamics to it right now. I mean, technically, Abyss has short hair and they have to put the wig on him.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is when you do stuff like that, production-wise, you got to make it look live, not taped. And that was obviously taped.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, with the match, I'm going to say that the Joseph Park wins.
The thing is, this will be a nice brawling match.
Yeah.
I think that this is a good one. You put, like, you know, your number three or four match of the night. I think this will be a pretty solid match. Now, this is the match that should open the pay-per-view, which is D-Von and Garrett Bischoff to take on the Robbies.
Yes. The Robbies. This one, don't care much about because Garrett Bischoff's in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't care. And the fact that they put this on, match was made basically on Thursday.
Yeah, but I mean, is this a match that you'd buy the pay-per-view for? No.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? You know what would be funny if they main event this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, but I predict that Garrett will get the pinfall victory, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so again, number one contenders match, another one, Jeff Hardy, RVD versus Mr. Anderson. I'm just going to say that I think Rob Van Dam's going to win.
I don't think that he should, though.
I'm not saying he should, but I think he will.
I'm going to predict who I want to win as who will win, which is Mr. Anderson.
Okay, so
Jeff Hardy is the most over right now. Hardy is super over. And so having Hardy win, I can understand that, you know, and then he'll win on Thursday. I think, though, having Mr. Anderson win will be a better storyline. I think having him win, he can feud with the faces and with the heels, and that's something that's very unique about Mr. Anderson. Having Hardy feud with the faces is just awkward. Like, I don't like Hardy feuding with the faces. It's just weird.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I think Anderson would be my pick.
All right. So let's move on to the TNA Knockouts title match, which Brooke Tessmacher won the opportunity for, and she's now going to face Gail Kim in another rematch. So Gail Kim's going to definitely retain on this one.
I think that she'll probably retain too. It's time for her to give up the title, but I don't know if this is the time yet.
Yeah, why do it? Why didn't you do it like, you know, the week before? You know, saying that this is going to be the number one contender, and then build it up. Of course, you wait till the final Impact before the pay-per-view. So anyway, so next match is going to be the TNA X Division title match. Austin Aries is going to take on Samoa Joe. I'm just going to say now, Austin Aries will retain.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I actually hope that this is a trio of matches, and I have Austin Aries retaining the first match, but then give the title to Samoa Joe for the second and third match.
All right.
That's what I would do. I think that Samoa Joe needs something really big right now. I think giving him the X title, because they're obviously not going to put him in the world title, matches. So have him win the X division title. That would be a good thing to do.
Okay. And then the next match we have, it's going to be the TNA tag team titles are going to be on the line. Christopher Daniels and Kazarian are going to face AJ Styles and Kurt Angle. And I'm going to say, of course, Daniels and Kazarian are going to retain, just because why would you give it to Angle and Styles?
And I agree. And I actually like Daniels and Kazarian as a tag team. I think that it's a good thing that they were put together. You know, I was going to be happy if they put AJ and Kaz together. I thought that would have been a pretty good tag team. Daniels and Kaz works just as well, but you have to keep them with the titles. You can't just have them lose it every other pay-per-view. So let them keep the titles for a couple of months and give them some tag teams to face too, you know, have them face the Robbies and well, I guess they're both heels. So bring in some other faces for them to face.
Yeah. You can bring in like Crime Time, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're not doing anything.
No, not really. So the final match, which this will be the main event, the TNA world title match, it's going to be Bobby Roode versus Sting. Bobby Roode's going to retain on this one. And I think he's going to do it in a weird way.
Yeah, I think he'll retain. I think actually, because I don't think that they said if it was like a no DQ or anything, did they?
No, they didn't say anything like that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put a stipulation on after the fact. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Samoa Joe and Austin Aries go to a draw. If they say with a 30-minute time limit and they go 30 minutes.
Yeah. I think that Roode and Sting, I think that Roode will retain by DQ is what will end up happening.
That could happen, but then, and then maybe they could do like a three-way on Thursday then.
Yeah, they'll do something.
Yeah, they'll do something like that. So overall, Slammiversary might be a decent pay-per-view. You know, it's only $44 or $45 to get it. I would definitely check it out.
I'll tell you this much. It has some of the best matches that you'll probably see this year.
Oh, definitely. So it's definitely worth the $35 for standard F or $45 for HD. Definitely get it, you know, cable provider, satellite provider. This is one of those I would definitely say that instead of going to the bar, go to a rec center that they're showing it, I would actually buy it and watch it at your house. So bring your friends over. It'll be awesome. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.